Gummidge of a Big D. This is Spielpod.com coming to you from our studios, ad hoc studios, a mile east of Dallas's trendy Love Field Airport, happy home of Southwest Airlines, America's hippest airline. Today is Thursday, the 27th of December, 2012. On this date, in 537, the Hagia Sophia, the giant beautiful cathedral in Istanbul, now a mosque, is completed. In 1831, Charles Darwin embarks on his journey aboard the HMS Beagle, during which he begins to formulate his theory of evolution. In 1939, the Winter War, Finland holds off the Soviet Union's attack at the Battle of Kelja. In 1945, the World Bank and International Monetary Fund are created with the signing of an agreement by 29 countries. For those of you Georgians, don't forget that Radarami has translated Joseph Stiglitz's Globalization and Its Discontent into Georgian. 1978, Spain becomes a democracy after 40 years of dictatorship. 1979, the Soviet Union invades Afghanistan. 10 years ago today in 2002, two truck bombs kill 72 and wound 200 at the pro-Moscow headquarters of the Chechen government in Grozny, Chechnya. In 2009, on this day, the day of Ashura in Tehran, government security forces fire upon demonstrators. Today is well-known Belgian resident Gerard Depardieu's birthday, as well as poet Georgi Leonidze's, as well as the only somewhat Georgian Bond girl, Mariam Abdo, who is the granddaughter of Georgi Kvinitadze, who was the commander-in-chief of Georgia's First Republic Army fighting against the Bolsheviks. And Sandro Kvitashvili was elected rector of Tbilisi State University 2 years ago today. Today, it's just me, Mark Mullen. My Georgian Journal and Kviti Spalitra column this week is about how on the Georgian language forum of my Kviti's Politra, the Georgian language version of the article, there's always somebody who is annoyed by me looking down on Georgia or being superior or standing in the corner taking notes about Georgia and just annoying the heck out of everybody. So this week I write everything that I love about Georgia, or at least everything that I had space for. None of this on the one hand, on the other hand, so it's all right there. The forum this week, or this past week, actually, on the 20th of December, is absolutely fantastic. I highly, highly recommend everybody taking a look. The comments, particularly the second one, is too long to read here, but is well worth it. There's one by Sefia Karta, all of whom you should all follow on Twitter. I will spell his handle name in a second, so get a pen and pencil to write it down. He had very, very good reasons why we should not say breakaway anymore when referring to different positions and things in Abkhazia. So, from this day forth, we are not going to say breakaway anymore. The second comment is a long, brilliant rant about all sorts of things. Several recommendations, for example, quote, that we bring in a reactionary, cranky old lady or an untamed, idealistic teenager sometimes, end quote, and that we look into chaining up Dunbar. It's got stuff about Gyula Bias, the connection between Marx and Austrian postal workers, Obama worship, and many, many other things. Anuki, I don't know who you are, but we love you deeply, so keep the comments coming. To see this, go directly to www.tbilpod.com, but now the show you will see shows the 27th of December, so in the upper right, click on the show for the 20th of December, and you will see it there. You will not be disappointed. So, Sefia Karta's Twitter handle is at S-E-P-H-I-A. K-A-R-T-A, that is Sierra, Echo, Papa, Hotel, India, Alpha, Kilo, Alpha, Romeo, Tango, Alpha. It's the best source I've found on what's going on in Abkhazeti and Samochablo. Just kidding, in Abkhazia and South Ossetia. So, on Friday, Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili made an off-kilt comment about Baku-Tbilisi-Kars Railway, designed to link Azerbaijan with Turkey via Georgia. BI said that the project was agreed upon February 27th, that it quote, triggers questions, end quote. Quote, I may have to ask questions about it when I visit Azerbaijan, and I may need to explain it very mildly to our friendly country that at a certain point the railroad might not be useful for us and it needs to be regulated. We should respect commitments undertaken by the previous government and our neighboring countries, but at the same time there are some issues which need answers, end quote. That same day, Misha responded to BI's remarks, saying that they were alarming and in conflict with Georgia's strategic interests and country's pro-Western policies. After meeting with Azerbaijani PM Artur Rasizadeh in Baku yesterday, BI said that his comments were hasty. Quote, I said earlier that after the Baku-Tbilisi-Kars railway starts operation, shipping on Georgian railways may decrease, but that was a rushed statement. In fact, there is no problem with this matter, end quote. So, you know, that's nice of him to basically apologize and say, look, I didn't know what I was talking about. He talks off the cuff all the time and a little too much. On the other hand, he, you know, if he says something wrong, which he does since he's sort of new to all of this, you know, he seems to backtrack and doesn't seem to be particularly stubborn, which is a great quality. I mean, at least insofar as we can tell. On Sunday, Misha held a national movement conference in which he stressed that the arrests of former officials and interrogations of ministers demonstrates that the new government disrespects Georgian institutions. He added that these sort of actions prevent Georgia from becoming a member of the EU. Speaking as a Christian, he said it is unacceptable to stop Muslims from praying in their homes and that Georgia has always been tolerant of other religions and that it ought to be so in the future. In his speech, Misha said, quote, although unimaginably huge amounts of money might be on the side of the parliamentary majority, as well as more votes at certain at a certain point in time, and consequently more seats in parliament, I think that they are not the majority because they are not the major majority. Not exactly sure what he meant there. We are the major majority, the majority of truth and morality, and we should remain as such. End quote. That's from Interpress News on December 23rd. At the same conference, Secretary General of UNM, Vano Merevashvili, and the leader of Ukraine's UDAR party, Vitali Klitschko, signed an agreement of cooperation. Klitschko said in a statement, quote, you have proved in scale and in meaning that it is possible to implement huge reforms in just a few years. This is clear to me when I visit Tbilisi, Batumi, and many other cities. This can never be taken from the Georgian people. Isn't Klitschko that, like, mixed martial arts fighter guy? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to check that out. Former Defense Minister Tengiz Kitovani, who at best is a corrupt goofball, at worst started the war in Abkhazia in the early 1990s, has returned to Georgia from Moscow. Kitovani told reporters that no charges were brought against him, which is why he decided to return home. Kitovani said, quote, I was the first to say when Zhvanya was murdered and wasn't poisoned with gas. It was not only him who has been murdered. Misha's government lost all sense of shame, end quote. I remember somebody who fought with him in a senior position in Abkhazia telling me that whenever they knew a big firefight was coming, Kitovani would put on his general's uniform and tell everybody he was going to Kutaisi to get ammunition. Yeah, but he will definitely spice things up up a lot. Let's see whether Igor Giorgadze shows up again. On Sunday, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake took place in the Black Sea, 46 kilometers off the coast of Georgia. People felt the quake in Tbilisi, 300 kilometers from the epicenter. Reports in Ajata indicate that some houses on the coast were damaged. Then again last night, there was a 5.5 and a 5 magnitude quake, 29 and 32 kilometers off the Black Sea coast. They were especially felt in western Georgia. No reports of damage. Following up on last week's story about the arrest of Nika Gvaramia and other high-ranking officials, the court decided to release all of them on bail. Gvaramia, Ale Ketaguri, Kaha Damenia, and Devi Kandelaki paid 30,000 lari each, while Gyorgi Nemtsisveridze and Isabel Gutidze paid 15,000 lari. Gvaramia said that all the arrests of former senior officials from Misha's government and the interrogations of former ministers are intended to eventually arrest former Prime Minister Medvashvili. The anti-corruption agency of the Ministry of Internal Affairs summoned Vera Kobalia, the former economy minister and now Misha's advisor, for interrogation. Kobalia was summoned in connection with the case regarding Kartu Bank. Kobalia said that because of the investigation, she can't talk about details at this point. She also said she is 5 months pregnant. Ministry of Interior completed its investigation of Tengiz Gunava's detention and decided to dismiss 5 employees at the Central Criminal Police Department. Roland Akhalaya, majoritarian member of parliament in Sugdidi and father of the now jailed former defense minister Bacho Akhalaya, as well as Data Akhalaya, who I think is still outside of the country, he was summoned for questioning regarding his time as prosecutor in Samegrelo. He doesn't intend to go to the prosecutor's office for interrogation and declared he is only ready to cooperate with the investigation and answer questions, provided he does so in public. Ministry of Internal Affairs is preparing to sell 50 luxury cars purchased under Vano and Misha. Models include Range Rover, Range Rover Sport, and Range Rover Vogue, BMW X6, X5, and M5, as well as Mercedes S-Class ML. In total, the cars are worth $2 million, and maintenance costs run more than 1 million lari per year. Instead, the ministry purchased 30 new Toyota off-road vehicles and 10 smaller sedans. For one, I'm happy to hear that. The size, quality, and number of cars purchased by the national movement in the last couple of years of their rule was, as they say around here, out of all frames. May I also hope that Georgian Dream set some guidelines on vehicle purchase. In general, many, many more people in ministries get their own car and driver than in any country I know of. Certainly it's common to see members of parliament and even deputy ministers taking taxis and public transportation or walking around in most of Western Europe and North America that I've seen. And the only one from the national movement that I ever saw walking along Rustaveli was Misha Machavadiani, by the way. And like, for instance, go in front of the Ministry of Environment. I mean, there's just more gigantic, swanky Land Cruisers than you can possibly imagine. Absolutely unnecessary. I mean, if the Ministry of Environment is actually even checking anything out, and if so, why don't they do it in Nevis? On Friday, the Parliament approved the law on amnesty. The amnesty applies to individuals sentenced for drug charges, women, minors, and people charged with economic crimes. They will have their sentences reduced by half. Serious crimes, including prisoners convicted of murder and rape, will have their sentences reduced by a quarter. Probation decreases from the current 8 to 9 years to 2 to 3 years. If Misha signs it into law, 3,000 people will be released from prison, including 190 political prisoners. Well, if they're political prisoners, shouldn't they just, you know, get out? But I guess, okay, those are the trumped-up charges. Prison Minister Sosar Subadi closed down the current prison monitoring group, which was set up by the previous prison minister, Gyorgy Tughushi, after the prison scandal. Although Tughushi said it was intended to last until the 31st of January, the decree only says that it will last until the 1st of January. Subadi will set up a new group on that date, but this group will not include journalists. Well, well, well. So, no journalists. Any listeners who know who will be on this new group, please let us know. On Friday, majoritarian member of parliament Gocha Enukidze resigned from the UNM. Enukidze was elected in the Vani single mandate constituency as a UNM candidate. Minister of Energy Kahi Kaladze declared that electricity tariffs will decrease starting January 1st. Power tariffs will be reduced by 27% for consumers who consume less than 100 kilowatt hours per month, while those who use 101 to 301 kilowatt hours will have a 21.5% reduction in price. In a press conference with Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili, or as we like to call him around here, BIVMP, on Monday, a journalist from Kakheti said that lands in his region even now are being sold to foreigners from Pakistan, Iran, and Arab countries. In response, BI promised to restore justice to society, and I quote, "We will try to prevent this kind of injustice in the future. Foreign investments are welcome, but we won't allow injustice. I promise that these kinds of facts will be given adequate reaction," end quote. I urge all of you to watch this kind of statement, this sort of freaky nationalism, particularly when it relates to Muslims, seems to get a little bit more traction than they should. So just, let's point that out. BI confirmed that Georgia would participate in the 2014 Olympic Games in Sochi. He said, quote, "If we want normal relations with Russia, naturally we will participate in them," end quote. Fair enough. I mean, you know, the athletes have been working hard for this, and I don't know what that the 1980 Olympic boycott by the U.S. and its allies was particularly useful or effective. However, let's remember that the reason that the Olympics are being held in Sochi is the billions in bribes paid by the Kremlin to the International Olympic Committee, particularly members of the International Olympic Committee from smaller countries. Georgi Katamadze, Georgia's ambassador to Ukraine, will retire after finishing his current diplomatic mission at the end of January. On Saturday, workers at the oil terminal in the Black Sea port of Kulevi began a strike demanding higher wages, better working conditions, long-term contracts, and the reinstatement of 7 fired workers. On Monday, after the management of the terminal met with the strike committee, they decided to resume normal operations. Regional administration of Gori declared this summer a monument of Stalin dismantled in 2010 will be reassembled and placed in the Stalin Museum. Funds for the project were earmarked in Gori's 2013 budget. The monument was dismantled in 2010 when it was taken down at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And authorities said that it would be relocated to the Stalin Museum. However, it was later found lying on the ground outside some old building several miles outside of Gori. The Georgian Orthodox Church marked the 35th anniversary of the enthronement of Patriarch Ilya II. Misha and B.I. attended the ceremony, which was held in Tsvetichoveli Cathedral in Mtskheta. Poti City Council decided on Saturday to allocate 550,000 lari from the local budget to build a church in the city. That's over 500,000 lari. Because of the expense, some social and administrative costs were cut from the budget. Again, this is tons of money, and it's really something to watch. I know the National Movement gave money to the church and for church-related stuff, but it feels like there's more happening right now. So if there are any inspired journalists or grad students out there, a comparison of expenditures on things like this pre- and post-election would be very, very interesting. Economic Research and Consultation Center at Elia State University reported that 95% of Georgians want food safety to be tougher in carrying out monitoring on food products. The center concluded from its random survey of 578 people that Georgians are dissatisfied with the current state of food safety and would like changes even if it raises the market price of food. This is interesting because during the National Movement and in their negotiations in the DCFTA, the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement between Georgia and the EU, there was sort of a feeling among many that the EU is pushing for food safety, which would be difficult for Georgia because they didn't have the administrative wherewithal to do it. But the EU is insisting that if Georgia wanted to export stuff, that there needed to be serious food safety, which the EU takes quite seriously, which seemed reasonable. But, I mean, it sounds like there's a fair amount, 95% fair amount of domestic demand for that. And food safety is a big problem in Georgia. Cars ranked first in total exports between January and December 2012. The share of passenger cars, the total volume of exports, was 25%. The share of ferro alloys was 11% of total exports. Nitrogen fertilizers ranked third with 6% of total exports. BI forecast that $2 billion U.S. dollars will be invested in Georgia next year. He noted that the, quote, difficult issue is how they will be realized, end quote, because this requires that there'll be interesting and profitable projects in the country. A very good point, however it was put. I mean, because, you know, who knows what type of, you know, how good the mechanisms will be to introduce entrepreneurs to potential foreign investors. Georgi Baratashvili, who was Deputy Director General of the and Technical Director of Channel One, and acted as General Director after Georgi Chanturia's resignation, was elected General Director. Georgia and Egypt signed a memorandum allowing each side to make 10 flights a week along the Tbilisi-Cairo route. The earlier 1999 agreement restricted the number of air carriers to only one per week. This is very important and could end up meaning significantly cheaper tickets for Georgia because there's visa-free travel for Georgians in Egypt, and a lot of Georgians go on holiday there, so they could fill a lot of planes there, you know, maybe even daily, but, you know, at least three or four times a week. And if they're reasonably cheap tickets, then there are enough transatlantic flights going in and out of Cairo that people could fly into hubs like Atlanta or DFW for American Airlines, or into the, you know, the big cities on the East Coast like Washington or New York, and that would probably cheapen transatlantic tickets quite a bit. So let's hope that happens. Misha will spend New Year's in the Afghanistan province of Helmand, where part of the Georgian peacekeeping contingent are serving. He will personally wish them a happy new year and join the soldiers in celebrating at a military base. This year there will be no big, fancy, ambitious New Year's concerts in Tbilisi, a tradition since the Rose Revolution, according to Tbilisi Mayor Gigi Ugulava, quote, because the new government and a part of society perceive New Year's concerts as unneeded song and dance, we have decided to abstain from such a concert. You know, and great, and he's right. I mean, nice of him to, you know, be honest about that and not say something goofy about it. This from tabilpod.com, Santa Monica desk officer, TOL, transitionsonline.org, published Sierra Guasalia's article called Cleaning Up Georgia's Environmental Law about Georgia's murky environmental amnesty legislation. The current laws passed under Misha has allowed polluters to pay lump sums for unspecified environmental infractions determined in negotiations between the energy ministry and the company. The largest deal negotiated was the mining company Madnauli, now known as Rich Metals Group, which paid 13 million lari for an amnesty covering from 1994 to the 2012 period. Environment Minister Gogoladze wants to have this legislation ended because it presents an obvious corruption risk. Parliament will take up the proposed changes in March. Okay, listen, first of all, the Madnauli mine is a complete inside deal between, you know, the sort of big shots like Adeshvili and Misha and Koban Nakopia. The whole way in which that gold mine has been handed out is, you know, completely intransparent. I mean, where the money has gone, nobody knows. It also pollutes an unbelievable amount. According to everything I've heard, it basically just dumps everything in the river in an area of important and rich farmland. Who knows where those heavy metals or whatever else they're dumping in there, how it ends up in the food chain, because that's quite rich agricultural land, and a lot of the food that ends up on Tbilisi tables is from that area. And that law is really it was really just an appalling law that allowed this type of sort of closed doors negotiation between polluters. I would say most of all, hats off to Tsieda for this fantastic article that is the kind of thing that nobody's really talking about right now, but is really very, very important. It's really well researched and explains the situation quite well. And I hope that that more articles like that come out. Professor of Tbilisi State University Vakhtang Tsagadashvili published a letter on Facebook in which he comments on BI and his team. He wrote, quote, majority charmed by money is the majority who voted for Georgian Dream on October 1st, end quote. If BI had no money, the coalition wouldn't exist and nobody would have voted for them. The Committee on Education, Science, and Culture considered the draft on changes to the law on higher education initiated by Member of Parliament Zviadzidze Kuri to draft defines legal regulation of education and scientific research activity of theological institutions of higher education. The adoption of the law will grant them more autonomy. As Zviadzidze Kuri declared, the consultations with the Patriarchy and the Ministry of Education will continue. This is bad. You know, the Patriarch has a university that is, you know, deeply, deeply retrograde, and, you know, the creeping influence of the Patriarch in the education system of Georgia is really quite dangerous. And it's, you know, people like Zviadzidze Kuri doing favors for the Patriarch to get laws like this passed, giving them greater authority and autonomy with all the money that they're given by the state, that is not doing Georgia any favors in the long term, in my view. On Friday, the Parliament approved a 2013 state budget. Budget income is estimated at 7.4 billion lari, while expenditures will be 7.2 billion lari. Parliamentary funding will be increased from 41 million lari to 60 million. The President's reserve fund will decrease from 50 million to 10 million lari, which is great, but it's not fantastic. Fantastic would be getting rid of the President's reserve fund. But from 50 to 10 is not so bad. Now let's see if whether after the presidential elections in 10 months or so, you know, what happens to the presidential reserve fund after that. Three vacant majoritarian parliamentary seats will have elections to fill them in April 2013. The relevant changes to the electoral code about the midterm elections were approved by Parliament on Friday. Before these changes, the seats would have been empty until October 2013. Would have been nice if they changed a few other things after some discussion in the election law, but that didn't happen. This week in Parliament, the minority boycotted the plenary sessions on December 20th and 21st because of insults yelled at Misha in Kutaisi and because of Gwadamia's detention. The draft law on state special protection service was actively discussed and followed by protests from national movement. According to the amendments, the service will be subordinated to the government instead of to the president. The Parliament will probably be back at work in January after Georgian Christmas. This week's geocapital number is 12, which is the number of traffic deaths per 100,000 people in Georgia in 2011. This number has been going down for the past few years, but went down precipitously after the seatbelt law was passed, I guess like a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was 17 in 2007, the last year for which the WHO estimated data are available. Georgia is below average for middle-income countries, which is 19.5. 37% of traffic deaths in Georgia involve alcohol. According to WHO, over 90% of the world's fatalities on roads occur in low-income and middle-income countries, which have only 48% of the world's registered vehicles. Also worldwide, road traffic injuries are the leading cause of death of people between 15 and 29 years old. Countries with the most traffic deaths are Iraq, 38 per 100,000, though it's not clear if this includes roadside bombs, Libya at 40.5, Eritrea at 48.4. You are least likely to die on the road in the Netherlands, 4.8, Singapore, 4.8, Uruguay at 4.3, and Malta, 3.4. There was a huge drop in fatalities after, again, I say the seatbelt law was introduced, but a lot of people are not wearing their seatbelts now, so it'll be interesting to see, since there are no more tickets being given out as far as I can see, so it'll be interesting to see the fate of this law and the fate of road safety in Georgia. Announcements. This week's Kolga movies are Friday, It's a Wonderful Life, from 1946 with Donna Reed. So, listen, if you have not seen this movie, go see this movie, all right? You know where the Kolga movies are, across from Rustaveli Metro. It's 7 lari tomorrow night, Friday night. It's a fantastic holiday season movie that everybody should see. Monday is Shine from 1996. And on Wednesday is Moscow Does Not Believe in Tears from 1980, Russian movie. They all begin at 8 o'clock, cost 7 lari. If you're wondering where to celebrate New Year's in Tbilisi, here are some suggestions. Betsy's is offering a dinner gala starting at 10 p.m. with Georgian and international cuisine, fireworks, and a DJ for 125 lari. Kids under 13 are 50% off. For restaurants that are offering New Year's Eve programs, there's Oliverdi at 55 lari, Bibilo at 70, Bermuca at 100 lari, Cruz at 170, Europe at 120, Keria at 150 lari, Kurtzanisi at 170 lari. There'll be live music the whole night at the Dublin restaurant on Ahlediani, formerly Perovskaya Street, for 80 lari, otherwise known as Little Tehran. Nsvane Otachi and Salome Korkotashvili will be singing at Buda Bar. Almost every nightclub in Tbilisi is offering a special New Year's evening for somewhere around 100 to 150 lari. Thanks to the Financial on December 24th for that information. That's it this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tblpod, tblpod, at gmail.com, or post to the forum on our website at www.tblpod.com. This week we'll finish with Louis Prima and Keeley Smith and Enjoy Yourself from 1959. Take it to heart.
Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Hey! Look, honey, at that beautiful funeral, I've never seen so many flowers.
Yeah, he was a nice man, too, but never had any fun. Didn't have time. Just worked and made money. He didn't even have time to enjoy himself.
Poor man.
You're gonna take that two-week trip, no matter come what may. But every year you put it off, you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll hit the road, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
You never go to nightclubs and you just don't care to dance. You don't have time for silly things like moonlight and romance. You only think of dollar bills tied neatly in a stack. But when you kiss a dollar bill, it doesn't kiss you back.
Enjoy yourself,
it's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself
while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wing.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Now you love lasagna very much, you like to eat and eat. You won't eat gugusu, you're afraid it'll break your teeth. You always think you may bite off more than you can chew. Don't be afraid you won't have teeth when you reach 92. Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Enjoy yourself
while you're still in the pink. Oh, the years go by as quickly as a wink.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself.
Don't be a fool.